Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking on an issue today that I believe should snatch the attention of each and every one of the sound of my voice. I believe we need to recognize that God's progressive judgment is falling on America, as is around the nation. So the question is, will America survive God's judgment? I reminded our listeners just a few moments ago that in Matthew, the 12th chapter, the 25th verse, the Lord Jesus cautioned that a city divided, a nation divided, a home divided cannot stand. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we see two Americas today. One America made up of conservatives, of patriots, Christians, and yet another nation, another America, focused on the destruction of the Bill of Rights, focused on making America just another socialist, Marxist, communist nation. We're witnessing, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, what I perceive to be God's judgment on a nation that's forgotten God, a nation that's turned our backs on God, a nation that said no to God. America's military strength today, ladies and gentlemen, has been absolutely depleted as a result of what Joe Biden is simply carrying out the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama made the statement that America should not be the superpower nation. America has no right to be any more or any stronger than any other nation. We're seeing that being carried out with the moves in the destruction, the demoralization of the America's military power today, as no other time in the history of America. I'm looking at an article that says, today's Marxist, atheist West, Marxism with the cultural, with the cancel culture and social upheaval is now engulfing America, applying its rigorous hatred toward traditional values, tearing down the pillars of stability. The idea as presented in Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels' work, The Communist Manifesto, is that the only solution to injustice between the classes is to instigate bloody revolutions and terror upon the population. There's only one way, this writer says, only one way to shorten and ease the convulsions of the old society and the bloody birth pangs of a new revolutionary terror. Marx agreed. No gradual change, as the conservatives prescribe, when reforms are to be made. Creating total calamity, total disruption, was Karl Marx's prescribed remedy. The incoming new elites would then seize power, expropriate funds, confiscate private property and assets from the former ruling class, simply steal what others had worked for generations to achieve and to spend the funds in a new socialist system in which private property is abolished. That is, the Marxist class would control all of the funds. And that's what we see happening today, ladies and gentlemen. The point that I'm making, we're watching the judgment of God, and the judgment of God upon any nation is brought on by the people of the nation and what they do in honoring, respecting, reverencing God. Ladies and gentlemen, what would happen in America today? Listen, we're talking about the three major areas that we see the decline, the fall, the desperation, and the destruction of our nation. We see it taking place financially. We see it taking place morally and ethically and biblically. We see it taking place militarily. We see it taking place financially. We are imploding as a great, once great nation, as a city on a shining hill, as President Reagan called it in his era. But what would happen, ladies and gentlemen, if Kim Jong, whatever his name is in North Korea, were to strike South Korea or Japan or Hawaii, and he has the capability of doing that now, could America deploy strength to combat those evil forces? Or what if China strikes Taiwan? We're committed to protecting and defending Taiwan. What if Kim Jong Il were to come against America? Simultaneously, China releases its forces against Taiwan. Or if China strikes Taiwan tomorrow or the next day or the next, I believe China already has that in the stratagem that is on the horizon for 2023. I believe they will attack Taiwan and try to take control of Taiwan while we are at our weakest point as a nation. And that's where we are today. Would we be able to respond? America already has, we're already in war. We're already in the, listen, you've heard me say this before. We're already in the original progressive progress in the Third World War. America is doing battle today with Russia. The proxy war that's taking place with Russia is being fought out in Ukraine. But now we've discovered that major, major elements of weaponry that's being supplied to Russia are coming out of Iran with the idea of destroying anything that would be called Americanism through the proxy war in Iran and Ukraine. And at the same time, with the flexing of the muscles and the military power and the drones that's being used in Russia supplied by Iran, also being aimed at Israel, Russia today is flexing its muscle and demanding that Israel do things that it ought not to be forced to do. What I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is we're watching the cauldron boiling, ready to explode on an international level in World War III, as we find it in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th and 38th chapter, 38th and 39th chapter, is the war with Russia and five Islamically controlled allied nations, including Germany and others, that will come against Israel and will proliferate into a global war, which will then proliferate into the ultimate final battle called the Battle of Armageddon. Yes, we're watching the depletion, the demoralization, and the diminishing of anything that's called power and authority in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my position that our nation has done just what King Uzziah did in the scripture. I want to share just for a brief moment something that I think is imperative for us to understand in relationship to what is taking place today and in today's society, how we need to respond. In the 26th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles, there's a text that I believe we ought to understand. I'm going to read a few verses, then I'm simply going to give the narrative. The scripture says in the 26th chapter of 2 Chronicles, the third verse, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was also Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And it goes on to say in the fifth verse, and he sought God. This is the king now, Uzziah. And the scripture says that Uzziah, when he first came king, he sought God, and he sought to follow the man of God, the, if you please, the one that was the priest of God. He took advice and followed that advice. But ladies and gentlemen, he had super war material, war weaponry that he had created, developed. He was a strong military, believed in strong military power, and did a super job with that. But ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says then in the 16th verse, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord and burned incense upon the altar of incense. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the picture. King Uzziah was placed on the throne at the age of 16, served for 52 years as king. But he was brilliant, humble, and carried out the work of kingship in a marvelous fashion because God blessed him. God blessed him because he sought advice from God. He sought to be obedient to God. He sought to submit to God's law and God's order. But then because of his military strength, because of his military power, because of his position and prestige and power as king, he then ceased to follow God. He ceased to search for answers from God through God's man, the priest of the land. As a result of that, he decided, I'm going to not only be king, but I'm going to serve as priest. He went into the temple to offer sacrifice, incense, before God. That was the priest's job. That was the, if you please, the Christian pastor's responsibility, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular for the 21st century. 81 priests said, the chief priest, and 80 priests said, King, don't do that. He did it anyway. As a result of that, God killed King Uzziah. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the hand of God in God's judgment falling when we have a king, a prince, a potentate, a prime minister, a president that thinks they've reached the point that they do not need God. When a people that's in power, when leadership that's in power somehow, some way dismisses and disses God, God said enough is enough. And we see that taking place in America today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place, I believe, that's bringing about God's judgment upon a nation. And my question is today, will America survive God's judgment? If we keep going the direction we're going now, the answer is no. There is the potentiality of turning back to God, seeking God's face, confessing our sins, and asking God to heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the precise pattern for us turning back to God. The question is, will we? The answer from a political level, the answer from a societal level, the answer from a governmental level is no. That I don't believe that we have the power to do so with what we see taking place in Washington today. But ladies and gentlemen, secondly, not only from a military standpoint are we failing and faltering and falling, but we must ask, will America survive morally and ethically? And the answer to that is no. We have thumbed our nose in the face of God. We have spit in God's face morally, ethically, theologically, and biblically. Just as God destroyed the two cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, ladies and gentlemen, simply because Sodom and Gomorrah had turned into a Sodomite agenda. We put it on the basis of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that we're finding in America today. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, the so-called Respect for Marriage Act disrespects marriage, reality, and the citizens who embrace it. It goes on to say, marriage is the union between a husband and wife. It's bad enough that five members of the Supreme Court wrongly claim that the U.S. Constitution requires a new definition of marriage. By the way, let me pause there. Marriage is called in the scripture holy matrimony. The government has no authority in the realm of marriage. Government has no authority of redefining marriage. Government has no authority biblically, morally, ethically, constitutionally. They have zip zero, no authority in making any adjustments, any changes, any modifications on what the Bible calls holy matrimony. Holy matrimony, according to the Word of God, is one man and one woman joining in marriage and procreating others that will also worship and follow holy God. That was God's plan. God didn't create Shems. God didn't create Sarah and Sally. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And ladies and gentlemen, we find in Genesis 1:27 that God created male and female, created he them. It didn't say created 157 different, different genders. He created two genders, male and female. Unfortunately, we have a U.S. Supreme Court justice that was recently sworn in that when she was being questioned by the Senate, couldn't even tell you. She said, I'm not a biologist, so I can't answer the question, what is a woman? So we would have, if you go by the biblical terminology of what is wise and what is foolish, what is a fool and what is one with wisdom, we just put a fool in the U.S. Supreme Court position because she admitted that she didn't know what a woman was. Ladies and gentlemen, that is where we are in America today. this article further states, but if the Senate votes to codify this redefinition of marriage, all it will do is add fuel to the fire of harassing and penalizing citizens and organizations that hold to the truth about godly marriage. The Senate bill pays lip service to religious liberty and conscience rights, but it does not offer any protection for those rights. The bill offers no such protection. It is not a compromise, not even bad compromise. It enshrines a false definition of marriage into our law, then tells people that they can have their day in court if they don't like what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, ask the question, let's ask it again. Will America survive God's judgment based on what we're doing militarily? No. Can America survive God's judgment based on what we're doing morally, ethically, and biblically? The answer is no. Ladies and gentlemen, our schools today are a bastion of not just brainwashing our children, but of sexualization of our children and the grooming of our kids in school for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. And listen very carefully. When you go to Genesis chapter 19, the young and the old men, all men in the city, the scripture says, I'm not advocating that. I'm not stretching the truth of what the scripture says. Read it for yourself in Genesis 19, the first 8 verses in particular. You'll find that all of the men, old and young, it says, were following the sodomite agenda. And we find that today increasingly so in America. I don't believe God can continue to allow a nation to stand that is in the that has gone awash into the sin of the sexualization and the grooming of our kids for the sodomite agenda, as we're finding in our schools today. I'm looking at another article that's very, very clear. It says, Christian ministry forced to hire non-Christians. We now have the answer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pretty lengthy article, but it's talking about Christian ministries being forced to hire non-Christians, and the non-Christians must be those that stand for the embracing of the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. Another headline, the Respect for Marriage Act should be called the Respect for the Gay Marriage Act. And it goes on to say, does the Respect for Marriage define marriage, or is it just an attempt to change the idea of respect for marriage? Does Congress have the constitutional authority to define marriage? The answer to that is no. What can we, the people, and the states do in the face of this legislation? And it goes on to talk about the legislation and what it does. Ladies and gentlemen, we are spitting in the face of God. If we do that as a nation, how can we expect God to bless our nation? Look at another headline. Parents cannot dictate what their children are taught. School boards say to parents outraged over the district's transgender policy, can choose to have your child attend elsewhere. In other words, across the nation, ladies and gentlemen, in our schools, with our school boards, they're so pro-gay, pro-homosexual, pro-sodomite, pro-LGBTQ agenda, that they're simply saying that if you don't like what your child's being taught, put them in another school. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding the absolute collapse of morals and ethics and values. Joe Biden has his main focus. Listen, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but Joe Biden's main focus today is the approval of the transgenderism and the transgender surgeries. It's today being paid for in the military. Today in the military, if a person decides that he's an idiot, if I can be so loosely glib, and wants to have his sex change, the taxpayers, we the taxpayers, pay for it at the rate of about $250,000 to $500,000 being paid for and pushed in the military today by Joe Biden. There is a major, major problem today where there's the indoctrination and the sexualization and the brainwashing of not only the kids today, but now it is across the nation trying to, through the woke culture and the cancel culture, say that if you do not embrace the sodomite lifestyle, if you do not carry out as a physician the transsexual surgeries, then the Biden administration says we're going to cancel your license, we're going to remove you from the practice of medicine, et cetera, et cetera. And the newest thing, ladies and gentlemen, is the Oxford English Dictionary just added 18 additional words and definitions to appease the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. The headline says, Brother Boy and Sister Girl, Oxford Dictionary just added 18 new LGBTQ words in its 2022 Oxford Dictionary. ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for being absolutely destroyed because of the morals and ethics and the values. And it's an impossibility for God to continue to be patient with a nation that's purposefully on the fast track of mocking God and destroying everything that is biblical, everything that's moral and ethical. Another headline, no counseling against the queerness. U.S. judge hammers the Christian view. A homosexual judge has endorsed a Colorado state LGBTQ agenda signed into law by a gay governor that imposes viewpoints discrimination on Christian counselors, threatening them with so-called unprofessional conduct charges if they encourage clients who want to rid themselves of same-sex attractions to do just that. They can, however, encourage clients to pursue a deeper, broader homosexual behavior, end quote. That's happening in Colorado. We find across the nation, states that are the blue states primarily, not saying that we're exempt from it in Florida or the red states, but where there's the blue states, there's the push to enlarge, to indoctrinate the enlargement of the sodomite agenda. It is the sodomite agenda that brought about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, according to Genesis chapter 19. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has his main focus today of the transgenderism and paying for the transgender surgeries by taxpayer dollars and firing of any physician or medical association that says no. Today, God's word that's being spoken by Christians are now deemed as hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, hate speech is now what it's called if you speak the word of God. I'm looking at an article that says, leftists insist that the Bible's morality actually is hate speech. Let me read you a paragraph or two of this frightening article. In a move that proposes government impose what appears to be a clear violation of the free speech provision of the Constitution, a group of activists in Lowndes County, Virginia, is demanding that the school board ban all hate speech from its meetings. A group organized a petition against another parent quoted from the Bible admonishing that you take care of the children. Ladies and gentlemen, very simply put, this article goes into great detail with that battle, and it's because parents using the scripture to say this is what God's word says about what you're doing to my child, indoctrinating my child, sexualizing my child, brainwashing my child. Now the school board has voted that if a parent says anything in quoting scripture, that the scripture is now, the word of God is now considered hate speech. Hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see taking place today. Morally and ethically and biblically, it is a society that is awash with immoral, ungodly, unholy mindset and modus operandi. And with the omnibus bill just passed with the $1.7 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know it. I'll take a moment, just give you some of the main headlines on that. But not just the fact that our border in America is open. Our governmental dollars, the taxpayer dollars, now paying for the securing of borders in nation after nation after nation and leaving our borders open. That's bad enough. But $11 million of that $1.7 trillion going for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. $1.2 million for the LGBTQ Pride Centers in San Diego Community College. $1 million for the co-workers and community space for women and gender expansive people of color. $3 million for the American LGBTQ Museum in New York City. $1 million designated for the LGBTQ special programs as part of the WAWA grant funding. $250,000 for Our Lives Matter, a gay rights law archive in Wisconsin. $750,000 to provide workforce development programs and supportive services for the transgender and gender nonconforming and intersex immigrant women in Los Angeles. $856,000 for the LGBTQ Center in New York City. $500,000 to establish a staff position. Listen, $500,000 to establish a staff position for advisor to the advancement of the human rights LGBTQIP persons. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on. There's about another 8 or 10 different areas that the $11 million is made up of in that new budget of $1.7 trillion. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand, we see America's financial system also collapsing. Not only the morals, the ethics, and the values, not only the military system, the military prowess and ability totally imploding, but we're watching the implosion of the financial system as it collapses completely, with that $1.7 million, with $11 million of it, going to further destroy the morals, the ethics, and the values in our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, they're planning on launching, they, the government, Joe Biden, planning on launching the Fed coin, the digital currency, in July of 2023. They have already started a pilot program in the state of New York with the Federal Reserve banks and all of the local banks that are affiliated there too. They're talking about launching it. They started this a year and a half ago with fiat executive order from Joe Biden. It's been low profile. It's been under the radar, but it's supposed to be launched fully, openly in America in 2023, July. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what that will do, it will force every human being to submit to federal control. If you vote wrong, click, your money's gone. If you say the wrong things about the political correctness that's considered political incorrectness, or if you give anything on any text message, email message, or any of the social media platforms, click, your money is shut off. You cannot buy, sell, trade, or spend. Ladies and gentlemen, if you challenge a question, the Joe Biden's political powers or his position, if you question or challenge the 2020 or the 2022 election, if you question or challenge anything about the election process, click, you have no funds. Listen, I'm talking about something that is going to be the final straw that the old cliche breaks the camel's back in the United States of America. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, will America survive God's judgment? I believe we are watching the judgment of God, and the judgment of God on our nation is the process that is the implosion militarily, theologically, doctrinally, morally, and ethically, and also watching the financial collapse imploding on us. Ladies and gentlemen, Revelation chapter 13 says that there's coming a day under the leadership of the Antichrist where you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade unless you have the mark. I believe we're watching the stage being set for the mark to be very dominant and preeminent in the lives and the hearts of every individual on the face of the globe, and it's being done in China today. It shall be done starting in July of this year, in the United next year, July of next year, in America. We're watching with the e-currency, the Fed coin. The federal government will control what you buy, what you spend, where you go, how long you stay. And if you're in an electric car, they'll be able to shut the car off. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, they will be bring about total submission on the part of every human being in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Revelation chapter 18, there is coming a day, there is coming an hour when on a global basis, the financial system will implode, totally, absolutely, unequivocally collapse. There's coming that day when the world's economy will be no longer. Remember, God is still on the throne. God's still in control. God's still going to judge every nation for the things that they've done. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, as we close, America does not exist in the prophetic text in all of the scripture. Eschatologically speaking, America does not exist in the final days of this old world. I believe God is now, today, bringing his judgment upon America, politically, militarily, economically, and spiritually, because America said no to God. So is there a possibility? Yes. What should we do? We should turn back to God, confess our sins, and seek God's face and ask God to heal our land. That's the only hope. Otherwise, we'll see total implosion based on the judgment hand of God on a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.